'Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. They're washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna. You are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Come have your way among us. Welcome.
Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. If you have your Bibles, we're reading through Proverbs and the Book of Wisdom. And so we're gaining wisdom every Sunday morning from Proverbs. Hopefully you're reading it throughout the week as well. But Proverbs 4. Hear, O sons, the instruction of a father, and give attention, you who gain understanding. For I give you sound teaching. Do not abandon my instruction. When I was a son to my father, tender and the only son in the sight of my mother, then he taught me and said to me, let your heart hold fast my words. Keep my commandments and live. Acquire wisdom, acquire understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will guard you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is acquire wisdom. And with your acquiring, get understanding. Prize her, and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. She will place on your head a garland of grace. She will present you with a crown of beauty. Hear, my son, and accept my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have directed you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the upright paths. When you walk, your steps will not be impeded. And if you run, you will not stumble. Take hold of instruction and do not let go. Guard her, and she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not proceed in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not pass by it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they do evil, and they are robbed of sleep unless they make someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their whole body. Watch over your heart with all diligence. From it flow the springs of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth and put devious lips far from you. Let your eyes look directly ahead and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Watch the paths of your feet and all your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right nor to the left. Turn your foot from evil. Father, what incredible instruction, Lord, and we thank you that you've given us the power of the Holy Spirit to walk in your ways and walk in wisdom. Lord, I do pray that there would be a fresh breath of your Holy Spirit that would fall upon us this morning. Lord, as we worship you and as we teach your word, Lord, I pray that that instruction would be a light into our path, a lamp into our steps. So we thank you, we praise you, we love you. Thank you so much for overseeing our lives and establishing us in the Word of God and in that salvation that you've brought into our lives. So we bless you, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
God's not dead, surely alive. God is alive, and he is living to bring revival right here to Calvary Chapel, Honolulu, to each one of our lives. And he's alive and living and roaring on the inside. And we're going to see God continue to move as we are obedient to him and his spirit and what he calls us to do. Thank you, Jesus, that you are alive. We praise you, Lord. Praise you that we serve a true and living God. You are not dead, but you are alive. Lord, you speak to our hearts. You move in our nation, in our world. May we not grow cold to you, Lord. May you awaken our hearts this morning to your love.
Nothing can separate.
Never ever. on, family, let's sing it out to
you. You made all things work together for my good.
One more time.
You made all things work together for my good.
You stay the same.
You stay the same.
Everything proclaim your goodness, God, till you come with everything, with everything. We will shout forth your glory with everything, with everything. We will shout forth your praise. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let it see. God bless you.